Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello, and welcome to part 4 of Time Fountain, Fountain of Time. When we last left our heroes, well, who's to say?
Well, we could say we don't really remember.
Catalina and Jensen had just got sucked back into the fountain while they were at a soda fountain during the Industrial Age, the Gilded Age.
I believe a random man went with them.
Perhaps he did.
Meanwhile, Gregor and Dr. Penelope Penrose were talking to two people building a
castle in Bavaria.
A Bavarian castle.
A perfect lunch. Is Robert Smigel the villain of this story, or someone we'll definitely never revisit? Find out when we find out right now. And once you have the bratwurst,
once you have it,
can put it on the pretzel and make it like a little sandwich.
And that's just one of the 500 ways that bratwurst and pretzels can be combined to be the perfect lunch.
Gregor.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think I ever want to leave.
No, this is maybe where we live now forever. But what about the two tiny children that we were supposed to find?
Oh, right. The two tiny children who just wanted soda and beans.
But here's the thing.
I think they wanted beans.
I'm pretty sure they wanted one thing soda, two things beans. But here's the thing. Like, this is time. We keep saying, like, we have to get to them. But, like, what are we talking? We are probably before they are born right now.
And we've had no control. I mean, we thought maybe we were starting. Like, we did have control this time. We built this castle and then we came to this time. Maybe we need to figure out where the kids would want to go.
Beans place. Where is a beans place?
But first, Gregor.
Okay, yes.
Could we walk around this beautiful lake in Bavaria? Maybe it's just the lager talking. The two giant boots of lager I've had.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could, I'd stay right here. If I could, I'd hold you near. And if I didn't have a task to do, I'd say stay here and stay here with you.
With you.
Could we make a pretzel with our hearts? Could we make a pretzel and each do our part to bend?
Time with you to walk around this lake.
What a pretty lake.
I've never felt anything was less of a mistake. Taking time to weave the strands of our separate lives into one thing together makes us fly. If we make a Where does one end?
Where does one stop?
When we make a pretzel of our hearts. And those kids are probably fine.
Oh my gosh, they're probably fine.
Sleeping back and forth in time.
Honestly, as far as we know,
this is maybe such a crazy idea.
Yeah, hold on. First, take a
okay. Oh, so sorry. First, I had so many.
You had something stuck in your
mouth.
Throat with a crazy, weird voice. But yeah,
okay.
This is such a beautiful thing to witness from
and,
over here.
And this pretzel is so good. I was thinking, what if I put this? Now, hear me out. What if?
Okay, because you have the eyes of a person about to say a crazy thing.
What if I put instead of putting mustard on my pretzel?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Big snake.
Okay.
You're going to say, what if we put a big snake
okay.
on the pretzel?
And this I've is why a- I keep you around.
Okay, yeah.
This is why I keep you around. And I was thinking we could put a... some. Do you want to keep guessing?
Oh, was it not big snake?
It was not big snake.
Okay, here we go. Little rake.
It is not a little rake.
It's not a big snake or a little rake.
Or a little rake. It is un... Wait, do you want one more guess?
Yeah. Medium cake?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm all out of guesses. What? What do you put on the pretzel instead of mustard sauce?
I was thinking cream cheese.
Now, hold on now. Cream cheese?
Cream cheese.
Explain this cheese and its creamy ways to me.
Okay, so you know how sometimes you have a very fresh sheep's milk cheese?
Yeah, like from Bethany over there.
Well, what if it was so fresh?
How fresh was it?
It was so fresh, it hasn't aged a day. And
you eat it right away.
And it can spread so nice. Put it on a slice of bread.
It's cheese, but you will eat it immediately.
Immediately.
And also it's creamy. And that's what that's cream cheese?
Well, that is cream cheese.
I think that's a perfect little thing to put on pretzels. A perfect little thing to put. It's perfect. It's perfect. A perfect little thing. What other things to put on pretzels?
Okay, now you have my brains. They are spinning. My first idea was good, so I feel like I am winning.
Yeah.
What if instead of that savory taste we went another way? Would you say aha if I said hey about some honey? But first I would put some sugar and some cinnamon. I am not done, no, I just begin. Put a little sweet, now the pretzel is a treat. And what do you say?
I'd say it's perfect, so perfect. A perfect pretzel thing to put on a pretzel. Cinnamon, it makes it sing. It's perfect, yeah, it's perfect. Don't change it just one bit. Keep adding things and never quit.
A pepperoni, what do you say? Am I the boss? If I should put some pepperoni and also sauce?
Well, I would say it's perfect. For now you're dreaming big. To put the saucy pepperoni from the Peppered Pig.
Now these good ideas I do not want to be
which is the thing? Am I the perfect person? Am I a king?
Oh, you're perfect, you're perfect, you're prince of royalty. You're perfect, we'll all bow down to thee. For you have been the pretzel sing, the pretzel innovator. And now these are all great, how could they get greater?
Oh, now I don't know if they could. That. I feel like that's the pinnacle. That's probably it.
We did the pretzel wrapped around the hot dog. I need a big nap.
I need a big nap.
Gregor, as much as I love walking around this lake, and I can't believe we saw a big snake, tiny rake, and a beautiful cake, but...
Yes, of a medium size.
A medium size. I think I know what we have to do. I don't think we're going to be able to really... relax and unpack our blossoming love unless we know for sure that those kids are okay. Safe. Yes.
No, I agree. So where's the bean place they're probably going to?
I think the bean place is a good idea, but I do think the kids, per my memory, were more interested in the soda.
And maybe just hiding in a big old bag of beans.
That's right.
And try to tell us that they are bean inspectors.
That's right. So I'm thinking we go to maybe the beginnings of soda. I'm thinking we go to the Gilded Age and I could be a regular Gibson girl.
What is a Gibson girl?
Ah, you know it.
Oh, no, I do know, yes. Okay, so now we just have to think about the Gilded Age.
And I think we build it in the sand on this lake, since I think we built that Bavarian castle. So I'm just going to build like a little soda fountain where someone can get a phosphate drink, or maybe like a lime Ricky, or maybe like a slotted chotter. Have you ever had a slotted chotter?
No, I was just going to see how many of those you have. Never had a slotted chotter. What is this?
Oh, that's the one where it's just grenadine, whipped cream, and seltzer.
Oh, that sounds incredibly sweet.
Yeah,
sounds good, but it sounds like a glass of sugar water.
And look, next to that medium-sized cake,
that's a fountain. Why is it always the same sort of like... 1990s school fountain with the one big silver button.
I wish we could establish rules of this, but I mean, we're just figuring them out as we go.
It's just so strange to me that this seemingly mystical artifact looks like, you know, this sort of, it's not the most beautiful, I guess it's pretty in its own way. Anyway, yes, slurp, slurp, slurp the water. Time to find the children
slurp,
in the bean room.
Slurp, slurp, slurp. Whoa.
This is our soda fountain now, see? Ever since the man behind the soda counter vanished into thin air, see? This territory is now for me, the Shark Tooth Gang.
Ah, yeah, the Shark Tooth Gang. Hey, listen, boss, I got a crazy beat from the street.
Tell me about that crazy beat, see, Jameson Smitherson?
Well, you know, I was out there trying to wrestle up some of the sarsaparilla so we could really get this fountain a-pumpin'.
Yeah, now everyone here, the new Shark's Tooth Gang fountain, we're only gonna sell sarsaparilla, no root beer, see?
No root beer, see? Only that spicy, even more botanical taste with less sweet of the sarsaparilla. But, listen, Chet, I got some crazy news.
That's Bob. Chet to you.
You're right, I'm sorry. Boss of the new Shark Tooth Gang. Sorry, boss.
Now, hold on. Maybe we should establish some rules about what we're going to call each other here in the Shark's Tooth Gang. Are we going to be on first name basis with everyone? Because that's okay. I just want some rules established.
Well, boss, I think you make the rules since you're boss. You want me to take a lap?
No, everyone's calling each other by their first name, see?
All right, see?
It's a collective gang, see?
All right.
Everyone owns equal parts of the gang, see?
Oh, well, that's great. So you're not my boss. You're just my, you're my collaborator.
That's right, see?
All right, Chet, I got some crazy news from when I was trying to wrestle up some sarsaparilla off
some bark. Yes, Jameson Smitherson.
I don't want to believe it. You know, I think it's just a tall tale. But I may have been up on a hill. I may have seen a dragon. Now, I'm all first one to say, maybe I was just, I didn't sleep right last night. Maybe I had a bit of fresh cheese that I should have aged a bit.
Maybe you drank that drink that's all grenadine and whipped cream and
maybe I had too many slotted cotters. But, the slotted cotters got to my brain, see? But, I gotta tell you, boss, it really sure did look like a dragon. And it really did sure look like it was wearing a top hat. And it really did seem to look me straight in the eyes and say, "Hi, I'm Dargles." So, I don't know. I guess do with that.
That's a lot. What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. Honestly, I didn't know what I was supposed to do with that.
That's worldview-shattering information, see? I'm gonna have to read about everything I know, see? Now I'm thinking dragons are real, What else might be real,
And if they're here now and they can talk, what else don't we know? Like, is the Kraken real?
Right. The Chupacabra, perhaps? The Sphinx, say?
Say, oh, yeah, see.
I guess the answer is clear. Take all of these creatures, see, and you know what to do. Take all of these mythical creatures, see, and put them in a big old zoo.
Oh.
We gotta catch that dragon with a dragony rope, and the same goes for the Sphinx. And we tie them all up, and we put them in a zoo. And that's just what I think, and that's the plan, see. That's the plan. That's the plan, see. That's the plan. I know you might be thinking for a too big criminal, it seems a little too grand, but that's the plan, see, that's the plan.
You know I like what you're saying and you just seem like you tossed that idea out of your brain, and I know you're no longer my boss.
That's true.
But I'm still adjusting to our shift in authority, but let me try to do my best to speak so freely. If I started to be bragging that I could so easily take down this almighty dragon.
But did you hear the part of my beautiful plan? Yes, you heard the part, I hope. We don't take it down with our bare hands, see? We use a big old rope.
And that's the plan,
see? That's the plan. That's the plan, see?
That's the plan.
We use a big old rope, see, to tie up the dragon. We don't do it with our bare hands.
Oh, that's the plan, see. That's the plan. Well, let's just have some slotted cotters and cheers to this fine idea. I'm so happy that I know ya. So, yeah, it's nice to meet ya. I would follow you up that mountain. I'd follow you for a mile. No longer my boss, but Chet. Robert Smigel, that's the plan,
see, that's the plan, that's my name, and the plan, see,
that's the plan. We're gonna start a zoo, start it with a dragon, cheers to this, let's bang our flagons.
That's the plan, see,
that's the plan. We seem to have dropped in these woods. Are you okay?
I think I twisted my ankle.
Oh,
it is okay.
Gregor.
I will snap it back into place.
Baby.
Oh no, it's okay. Honestly, thank you for. I know.
I'm sorry. Maybe we're not on pet names yet.
Oh no, baby is great.
Oh,
I was
no,
just
baby.
Like, I feel like we're both feeling the effects of a
yes.
couple of beers still.
So
and
many
also
beers, and then
time
warping
travel.
Through time. Okay, so do you?
Okay, it's
okay.
Good now. I've snapped it back into place.
Oh, okay, that's
by
what
kicking
that was.
It on a tree.
I thought.
And now I pop it back into
okay,
place.
I don't want to. I don't want to alarm. But do you happen to see that
big old tree? No, sorry. What were you going to say?
Do you happen to see that big old
Wood, tall leaves?
No. Do you happen to see that big old?
I mean, are you big old? I don't feel super comfortable commenting on your body at this. I mean, yes, you're very well endowed, I guess.
No.
What are you trying to get me to? I feel like this is a trap.
Dragon?
Holy bramigos! Look at this thing behind me right now! Look, he's up on the hill with the little topping hat that he is wearing there! That is a dragon.
That is a dragon.
It's the same dragon that I've seen in the picture book. Big top hat dragon.
Big top hat. Well, yeah, I know a lot of times people think that at the Natural History Museum, they wish that our skeletons that we had a dragon, but I'm always like, well, we don't have
They're not
that.
Real.
They're not
but
real,
this one but seems this like right there.
But this one does seem like it's right there.
And look, there seems to be a small line of people sneaking up behind us with a big rope.
What is happening right there? This is going to end very badly for them.
What a silly plan.
They go, okay, they're putting the rope around its neck. Okay, it sees them. It's taking the rope off its neck.
It's flicking it away.
Okay, they're putting it back on.
Okay, it seems like it's shaking its...
Okay, it said, no, no, no. It shake a finger. It said, no, no, no. All right. Okay, they put their hands up. They're pretending to back away.
Oh, one's
very
going around the
going
other
around.
Side.
They're tying it to his tail.
Okay, he's turning
it
around.
Sees
he's
them
saying,
again.
He's
saying,
no,
please stop it. Okay. Who are these dumb dummies? What are they doing? Okay, he's shaking them off. Oh, he's threatening one with big claws.
Okay.
He did the drawing his finger across his neck motion.
Oh,
they're backing,
they're backing away.
Oh, no, they're circling around. They're trying to get
his
foot.
When will they learn? Okay, he's saying, no. He's lifting his top hat to say he means he can be friends.
Okay.
Oh, he's spitting a tiny bit of fire into the air just to let them know what's happening.
Oh, it came down. Oh, now it's the barbecue. Oh, he's producing meat on skewers?
That's so nice.
Okay.
What a sweet offering.
What's happening?
Where's okay, one of them thinks they can tie up just the end of his tail.
He's making a barbecue, what is he doing?
You know,
he's saying,
Gregor, I think we have to stop this.
I don't even... Oh, yeah, I agree. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, but I want to be a part of it.
Excuse me?
Excuse us. Ah, see?
Percy.
Who's ruining our barbecue with a dragon party, not trying to catch a dragon with a big old rope, see?
Hey, see? We're the new Shark Tooth Gang. There was no old Shark Tooth Gang.
We're the new Shark Tooth Gang.
Okay, well, seems like you're bothering this very nice dragon who has tried several times to say no.
No. That's what I said. Doggles. But they keep trying to tie up my tail.
Yes, we saw that, and we couldn't help but think, wow, you've tried several times to have this situation resolved peacefully.
I'm just trying to have a barbecue.
That is so sweet. And you with the rope, you need to get out of here. You need to get. Yeah, see, boss, maybe we should go back to the old soda fountain.
We'll go back to that soda fountain.
Did you say soda fountain?
I did, and it's our soda fountain. And actually, I didn't say it. Jameson Smith is in here.
Hey, we're a collective. What I say, you say, and what you say, I say.
All of
see?
The words are owned by everyone, see?
See?
Along with the profits from the dragon... the soda fountain,
yeah.
See?
Well, okay. Did you happen to see two children... About 10 years old.
Yeah.
Well,
we were casing the joint, see? Two kids came in here, had a long conversation with another lady about a Gibson girl.
Oh.
Someone in the back was also screaming about the flavors that they liked. They had a really hard life, if I recall.
Sure.
Then the man running the soda fountain went through a big old wibbly wobbly portal rift in something there, see? And we thought, here's the perfect opportunity for us to take the soda fountain, see? And for the new Shark's Tooth Gang, see?
We just like thinking, see, that the shark teeth just came out. It's not that there was an old Shark Tooth Gang. We just think the teeth themselves
are new. Shark's teeth, see? You know, sharks have three rows of teeth, see? But before they're old shark's teeth, they're new. A shiny new teeth from
Gregor.
The third ring of a shark's mouth, see?
Gregor, do you think I gave them any indication I was interested in the naming?
I feel like they're more of sort of on their own journey.
Yeah.
And they don't, I feel like... They had good information. They saw the kids.
The kids were here.
And they went
with a soda fountain guy.
But where would they have gone from here? Well, if they were here, then they already got soda, right? And it's so good because soda's so good in this time period.
So you're thinking now that they definitely went to Beans?
Either that, or if they liked the soda, then they would have checked that off their list and gone to find Beans, almost certainly.
Sure.
If they didn't like the soda, they would have gone to try to still find better soda somewhere else.
Sure. But
all I have.
That's it.
Perhaps I can be of assistance.
Dargles.
I'm Dargles, and I can help traveling through time. It's kind of my thing. I know where everyone is at all points.
Oh, wow.
I can just take you there, but I don't want to. I want to sing. And if you want my help,
running a bunch of kids. I'm gonna need you to do something for me.
Anything.
Can you help me barbecue meats? I haven't really figured it out. My claws are big and these meats are small, and it's a problem I know nothing about. Can you help me barbecue meats? That's all I gotta say to you. It would be helpful for you to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, we can help you barbecue meats.
My thought is, it's probably too much heat too fast. Really, what you need to be doing is creating coals.
Like
and going,
this?
Yeah, that's just going to char. And that's,
no, the meat's all charred.
Yeah, that's not going to work. You want, what you really want to do is just create coals and go low and slow.
Low and slow.
Yeah, you need to give that the you know, you need to give the meat time to break down and juices to flow.
Must go low, like a low, low bridge. Must go slow, like a turtle on a break.
Oh, you must go low, like a low, low rider. You must go slow, like a slow, slow glider.
You must go low like the rise of jeans. You must go slow like slow cream.
Low. Low.
Low and slow. You must go low like this note right here. You must go slow like enjoying a beer.
You must go low, like a low, low road. You must go slow, like a big fat toad.
You must go low, like an interest loan. You must go slow, like a mobile home.
You must go low, like you're under a limbo. You must go slow.
Like a calorie drink. You must go slow, like a drip from a sink.
You must go low, like a valley floor. You must go slow, like a long line at a store.
You must go low, like my cholesterol. You must go slow, like a student walking down a hall. Step is low, and the second step is slow and slow.
Low and slow.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Jensen, we gotta get this guy out of here.
When am I? This is a fantastic adventure for me to take with these two children.
I don't like this guy.
I don't.
He just sort of
like this
in.
Guy.
And it's not even that there's anything wrong. He's just like, I don't know this guy.
Listen, I'm dealing with too much, and I can't also deal with this guy.
But my story is the most interesting and nuanced story of all.
It certainly isn't, dude.
Oh.
Sorry.
You know what? You're right.
Sorry.
Now that I think about it, I've been making myself the center of a story that has nothing to do with me. And aren't we all in our own ways the hero of our own story?
Yeah, sure, we're all the hero of our own story.
And it's so hard to know when you bump up against another story that when a third person looks, they would say, this one's not about you. For this one, you can step to the side. This one's not about you. Just take it if you can in stride. I know we all want to be the lead of our own story. That much is true, but this one's not. This one's not about you.
Talk about how he's not the hero.
Let me just sort of step in front of you, if I may. Cause I've just realized my eyes open wide. The spotlight in this one is not for me. So I'll be over here, just making it clear that out of the three of us, I'm the least important. It's not about you.
It's not about you.
Not about you.
Really not.
But this part you don't need to come into. It's not about you. I know that it's true. Know that it's true. It's not about you. I will just fade away.
Cool.
It's time to let others shine.
Bye-bye.
It's time to be out of this play. This story is not mine, so you'll never hear from me again. As I wander off into the blue, because I've realized as the story ends, this one is not about you.
Thank you. Bye.
What?
Bye.
How do I use it, though?
Think of where you want to go. That's my best advice.
Oh, this fountain right here?
Yeah.
I just slurp it again?
Yeah.
And go back to the soda fountain world?
Hopefully.
Or perhaps on my own journey?
We'll never know.
Who knows where I'll go?
We'll
This
never
is your
know.
Story, not mine.
That's right.
We'll never know where I go.
We'll never know where you go. Like, we will never know where you go.
Maybe someone else in some parallel universe, though, will be like, oh, what a fun spin-off with that guy. Like, when this story's over, maybe the next story's about that guy.
Yeah, maybe.
But not this one, though.
I don't think this one, though.
This one's not about him.
I don't think so. Like, I could be wrong, but I just don't think so.
Don't you, like, that's so funny with side characters, though. When you're like, where did they go, though? What's their story about?
Yeah, like, I think I want to imagine you have a rich inner life, but I'll never
know. Oh, I do. This one's not about that, but I do. Remember when I said my story is the most interesting one of all?
Yeah, but that's like a big, broad claim to make, man.
Right, and that right, and the follow-up was like, well, everyone thinks that.
Yeah. My gosh.
This fountain I just slurp on this?
I already walked away. I can't bring myself to get back over there. Already walked away. Cause there's nothing more that I need to say. Please don't make me walk back through
this
field. No,
I'll come over to you.
Please don't make me walk back through this field.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm tired. I gotta drink from this fountain midway back to you. Whoa!
Oh, thank goodness.
You really did the Lord's work on that one. I was just so stunned.
I mean, I don't blame you. It was
but
like
now
so
I'm thinking like wild, right?
That was wild.
What is his story? We'll never know.
I know, but I think it's better to just like let him be sort of like he represents the part of the whole. What's that like synecdoche, like where the crown represents royalty or like a mast represents the whole boat. It's like a piece of figurative language. Like I think he can represent the idea that yes, of course, all side characters are interesting,
without
but like I don't
having to
would, I don't
it.
Think I actually
Catalina,
need to know.
You're so right about that. We gotta get some good soda.
Shoot, dude. I feel like we didn't really get to imagine where we wanted to go because we got like whomped in with that guy.
Yeah, where do you think he wanted to go? I guess that's wherever here is.
Oh, jeepers. This is gross. It smells terrible. I think we're in medieval England. I think we're in like a freaking feudal trough right now.
Everyone probably is like, oh, medieval England's so cool to be in and you don't think about what it smells like.
I mean, it's just like a bunch of sloppy slop around. Like people are in slop, they're eating slop.
Whoa, hold on though. Are those two knights? You have insulted me for the last time.
When I say that I couldn't insult you because I don't think of you.
See, that's what I mean. You're nagging me so hard right now.
I will not
stand for it.
Rubrics
the Cube will not stand for this insult.
And I'm sorry that I, Sir Simon Repetition, will not deign to even give you anything greater than my indifference.
Sir Simon of Repetition, on behalf of all the Cube and all of the Rubiks, I, Sir Rubiks of Cube, will run you through. Choose your weapon for this duel.
I can't deign to duel if I don't deign you to be worth my time. Take my horse's arse
Wait,
in your
say,
face.
You're saying I have to do all the things that you tell me to do before you will duel me?
What do you... Yes, that is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying you must earn my respect, Sir Rubiks of Cube, for right now you are not worth my time, and you must be worth my time for me to duel with you.
All right. I am prepared for your gauntlet of challenges.
Simon says sit on your horse.
Okay. Done!
Simon says raise your visor.
I raise it to the sun.
Simon says secure your lance.
Easy to do.
Now take one bit off your pants.
I'll choose my shoe.
Simon didn't say.
Oh no!
Simon didn't say. Simon didn't say.
Wait, but you literally did.
weren't. Simon didn't say.
You did say, though.
Simon didn't say.
Wait, but you are Simon.
Simon didn't say.
Okay, it's possible I don't understand the rules.
Simon says, approach me if you will.
Yes, okay, I will do that.
Simon says, gaze over the hill.
It's over there.
Simon says, tell me the colors of your banner.
They are red and purple, and also there's a little cube, and it's shaped like a hammer.
Now turn around two times.
Okay.
Simon didn't say.
What do you mean?
Simon didn't say. Simon didn't say.
What you didn't say?
Simon didn't say.
You did say.
You don't know how to play.
Apparently not, because you
Simon didn't say.
Well, if I'm going to play your games, games of the mind, then it's time for you to play my games, games that are mine. If you wish to duel me as well, I have a trial for you, and it's physical hell.
All right.
Twist your head around until the color of your head is all one color, and also your arm is a different color, and your other arm is a different color, and also you're the shape of a cube. It's tricky to do, and I check. Wait, you did it. Crap.
Yes. I have contorted myself into a cube where all of the colors match on each side.
Incredible.
You deign to give a challenge to me, Simon of Repetition.
I throw down my sword and also my mace. Sir Simon of Repetition, you have put me in my place. And so I forfeit the duel.
You yield, you yield to me on the battlefield. But Simon didn't say.
Wait, what?
Simon didn't say.
I
didn't ask for you to forfeit to me today. Simon didn't say.
I always wondered if that game was historically accurate.
Yeah, you know, I think, like, I guess everything comes from somewhere.
Everything comes from somewhere. And all stories come from somewhere.
Are you still thinking about
and
that
someone's
guy?
Someone's the lead of every story. I am still thinking of that guy. Give me a second to think about that guy.
Okay, fine.
I just took a good long time thinking about that guy.
And?
I don't think we need to revisit him.
Yeah. Here's my question, Jensen. Mm-hmm. Do you think we need to be like helping Gregor and Dr. Penrose? Or do you think they're like already back in 1985? And also, what about this?
Okay.
Do you think they fell in love?
Probably not.
What?
So from different worlds? How would that even work?
Oh, because they're going to be brought together by this shared, ridiculous experience.
I don't know. I didn't watch The Journey, so to me it feels like they... Huh.
I thought of them kissing.
Oh, yeah?
I just need to tell you. I've pictured them kissing.
Yeah.
All over the world and time. That thought has popped into my mind. I've thought of them smooching all over through time and space. And it brings a little guilty smile to my face.
If I'm being honest, honest with you, I've definitely, definitely thought about them sharing a smooch or two. And they probably did one in the desert, and maybe they did one in the sky. But I have a question on my mind. How do you even kiss, though? I've only practiced with my wrist, though.
How do you even kiss, though? I think it's good practice with your wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you just figure it out, I think.
Yeah. This is a weird conversation to have with a sibling, but I'm like, how do you even do it? I mean, like, there's the kisses you get from your parents.
You don't do it like that.
Right. And you don't do it like you're eating an ice cream from the back.
Maybe you do. Maybe it's like an ice cream. You slurp and also lick. 1 second, let me practice on my wrist.
Seems like we got it perfect. We nailed the kissing one. We have just become kissing masters. We'll show the world how it's done.
When I picture them kissing, I'm like, good for them. And it makes me think I might know where we might find them. Maybe they've gone to romantic places,
yeah,
so they can have some more smooches on their faces. I think I know how I can save us. I think we should go to Paris. I don't know what year though. I don't know what time. I only picture that cool tower and I'm smooching in my mind.
Let's go to the tower, the Eiffel 1, and show Paris how smooching is done.
Now that we can kiss though,
we know how to kiss
though. You two, squires.
Uh-oh.
Here.
Yeah?
Take my helmet.
Oh, it's so heavy.
Take my lance.
Okay. All right.
Take my chainmail.
Are these all for me?
No, either squire. You, squire, take my chain. Ugh, okay.
And you take my chainmail.
Ugh, okay.
And you also take my lance.
Ugh, okay.
And you take my helmet.
Oh, gosh.
We're taking off our armor, and we don't want to carry it. Is that what's clear?
That's what squires are for. Well, we're not squires. You must be squires.
You're short and small, and there's no adults around.
There are no grown-ups here. You are squires, and thus you shall be our squires.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Are we about to be trapped into squiredom?
Yeah, probably. We gotta get out of here. Why are you being so flippant with me, squire?
Yes, do not look away from me, squire.
Don't walk over to that weird thing over there.
Simon didn't say yes. Do not go to that silver monstrosity.
Don't push that strange... Do not touch the silver devil that has appeared in our...
I shall fight the silver devil.
I will run the silver devil through.
With the might of a thousand swords.
I will choose mace and chain and bash the silver devil.
And though Rubik's of Cube, you are my sworn enemy. Today, the enemy of my enemy is... my friend.
Yes, and you, although I loathe you with every bone in my body, at least you are not that unnatural,
that silver,
demonic creature
square.
To appear before us.
Ha! Cha-cha! Ha-cha-cha!
Have at thee!
Have at thee! Ah, yes, you have brave armor today, Cube, but you are no match for me and my momentarily friend, Cube. Yeah, cha-cha.
Where are the squires? They touched the silver devil and then they were gone.
Oh. Do you think that we should put our differences aside?
Yes.
Neat.
Fighting this silver devil has shown me that we have more in common than not. Also, I have thought about smooching you quite a bit.
And I have thought of smooching you quite a bit.
Let us blaze the way for two men to smooch in this medieval England, and we will fight off all who oppose us.
Could I ask you?
What do I mean when I say medieval England?
No, okay. I knew what you meant.
Sure, what were you going to ask?
How do you even kiss, though? I've only practiced on my wrist, so...
Yes, it is easy to do. Do it as if you are... sucking a large piece of mutton from the back of a bone. Lots of slurping and tongue.
Yes, yes. Ah, this mutton leg from the back.
Now let us both go and break off our arranged marriages to the small young women we have met once and do not know very well.
Yes, to them, the small women we do not know.
Small women who we do not know are married. That your father proposed.
Small women.
So small.
That we do not know. We have
you, small woman.
And then I smooched this other knight.
Yes, I ride to you, small woman.
Who I do not know.
Who I may kiss this night. Good night, kiss.
That's what I like to think that they're doing. That's probably, I mean, again, not their story, and we don't sort of know what's going on with them.
But no, it's helpful to imagine. I think it's just like it fills out our experience.
Yeah.
They, I mean, I was picking up on some vibes.
Yeah. I mean, they hate each other so much. It's like the knight doth protest too much. You know what I mean?
You are speaking my language.
Oh, I remembered a thing from a Shakespeare book. You always remember things from Shakespeare books. This time I remembered one.
Yeah.
Oh, this is big for me. Sorry, we were working on something important before those knights tried to usurp us into, like, service.
Hello, may I ask you a question?
We're in Gay Paris.
May I ask you a question?
Oui, monsieur. Je m'appelle... Well, you're speaking English, actually.
I am, but I appreciate you speaking in the language of the country you are in. It shows a sign of respect that you would make the effort.
Want to see the couple of French things I can say?
Yes, okay, oui.
Coupe le banane.
Oh,
that
very
means cut the banana.
Very good.
Coupe la pomme de terre.
Cut the potato.
That's right. Coupe l'orange.
Cut the orange.
Le silly est sous la table.
Ah, yes, I know that one as well.
Le chat est sur la chaise.
Ah, yes, I know that one as well.
Où est le silly? Le silly est sur la table. Où est le chat? Le chat est sur la chaise. Mostly about cats and mice, and are they on the chair? Are they under the chair?
Oui, oui, it is very good. It is very good beginning French.
Sorry, you seemed like you had a question for me and my sister.
I just wanted to know if you are... artists, for I am going to a salon where artists of the time sit and discuss their thoughts, their ideas. I'm going to be with like Gertrude Stein and like Hemingway.
Okay, Catalina, help me. I'm getting a year here.
Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
And
if these people were all at a salon.
I think it's like the 1920s France.
Yeah, okay. It's definitely France. Yeah, I'd love to go to a salon with all those people and hear all their ideas.
Yeah,
I'd truly
love to go.
Can't wait to hear the ideas of all of those people at the salon.
And I'm excited to go to a salon and not get my hair done.
I'm excited to go to a salon and not have a cowboy say there's only room in this town for one of us.
Oui, these are funny jokes that you could say in the salon.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to a salon, and I don't have a third one.
Can we ask you something? Oui, of course. You may ask me anything that you think. Is this like the most romantic year to be in Paris? Oui, but every year is the most romantic year to be in Paris. Oh, shoot. This is going to be so hard to find.
Oh, man. All the townspeople are all coming out of their balconies to sing a song with him.
Bonjour. It's romantic here in this year. It could be 1901, it could be 1916. Either way, you're kissing and you're living a dream.
In 1902, the perfect year to smooch. In 1903, meet your lover under a tree.
1884, ask for kisses more.
1555, wish Shakespeare is alive.
Bonjour.
But it is 1924.
Bonjour. A year of amour.
Amour, amour, amour,
amour. Amour, amour, amour.
And now you're sopping wet because it's so romantic. Have a croissant and now love is what you want. This is so romantic.
Have escargot and then...
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's so romantic.
Have a chicken cordon bleu. Now you know what to do. It's so romantic.
Have a coq au vin and then really get it on. It's so romantic.
Have actual champagne. The sex will be insane.
It's so romantic. Or sip some deep burgundy and find some secrets in you and me. It's so romantic. To any of those people in that salon? Where will Dargles take Penelope and Gregor? And when will that new Shark's Tooth gang start a zoo for animals? Or
fine.
We never see them again.
Who knows? When will all these many threads be perfectly tied into a perfect bow?
Or a pretzel, some might say.
Perhaps on the next and...
next
subsequent episode of
Time Fountain.
Fountain of Time.